Thanks for calling the Johnston Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or
appliance,
what's my order
installation
status?
Appliance installation.
Sure. Is this an existing installation order?
Yes.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
How can I help you?
Hi, this is Callie with XPO. I was trying to speak to your COS.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to change to you over. All right.
All right, thank you.
I'm the Johnson Home Depot. This is Kelsey. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Callie with XPO. I was calling you about an order. I needed to get a trip charge added for the text.
A trip charge added? If you want to just give me that PO, I can get that over to my COS. I know she took a long lunch today because she had to go somewhere. But I can have her take care of that.
Okay. And I think it's, do you know how many, the numbers, the PO numbers?
It starts with 865 generally, but it's like 7 or 8 numbers, I believe. But if you have like an order number or a customer's phone number or anything, that's fine too.
Okay, so wait. 1, 2, 3. Okay, this one is 864-32584.
Yeah, that should be right. This is XPO trip charge.
Yes, and the customer's name is Tamara Gonzalez.
Okay, and what was the reason for the trip charge?
They could not do the installation because the customer needed multiple code updates, and he stated that they was refusing to get them, so they couldn't do the installation.
Wait, the customer needed what now?
Multiple code updates, like in the home in order for them to install. It was a gas dryer.
Update. Oh,
yes,
no.
Ma'am.
All right. You got it. I'll
and I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name's Kelsey. K-E-L-S-E-Y.
All right. Thanks so much, Kelsey.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.